Thanks, Tishy. There is a lot that's going on, and we can expect that this is these responses, you know, are known as given what we said, you know, around frustration, fatigue, and you know, not knowing, you know, what's going to happen next and when it's going to happen, and when plans, you know, in life are disrupted, those kind of things, we can expect these kind of fears and these kind of worries. But like you said, firstly, you're not alone. You're not alone. Secondly, you know, sort of personal attack and a personal feedback, so you don't believe it alone. It's like an entire world that has sort of been delayed, and all of us have to readjust and sort of adjust. But I also wanted to add to say, your emotions align with that word, the world has gone dark. Is it really true that the world has gone dark? You know, because if the world has gone dark, we're in pitch darkness, there's nothing, you can't see anywhere, you can't go in any direction. That's not actually the level at which, you know, this pandemic has sort of affected, you know, our lives, although our lives have been affected. So it's very important what we tell ourselves. If you get injured and then you say, I will never get out of this injury, this is the end of the world. And I think for children, obviously, many people living with HIV, we know and understand this, that when somebody says I'm HIV positive, and it means, you know, it's the end of the world. The world has gone dark because I'm HIV positive. That's actually not true. It's an emotional response that's coming from the fact that we are feeling, you know, worried and scared, and we're feeling helpless about the situation that we found ourselves in. And as you know, our battle with HIV has shown us that the human spirit is very resilient. We have found ways to survive, even though, you know, people said having HIV meant that it was the end of the world. So I want to just say, having COVID-19 or being aware that COVID-19 is not the end of the world. The world has not gone back. And it is when we tell ourselves these things that, you know, it's the end of the world has gone back, and we keep on telling ourselves these stories, and we keep on being hooked to social media and, you know, hearing all of these horror stories, we then feel hopeless, and we can get up from this place and start thinking innovatively. Like Lay said, my young people, we are innovative. We cannot start thinking innovatively if we are giving ourselves this feedback that the world has gone dark, or the pandemic is just so bad that we cannot do anything. That's why we keep on encouraging that, yes, there is a pandemic, but what can we do? You know, wear your mask, sanitize, stay at home, adhere to the lockdown rules. Don't get COVID if you can help it. If you do get COVID, it's against them, not the end of the world. We still do whatever is necessary to stay alive. But even when we are home, we start thinking about what can I do productively for my academics? What can I do to improve myself by the time the world opens up again, so that I can be able to be marketable, if it's in terms of a career, if it's in terms of a business, all of these things. How can I get closer to my family? Because sometimes in the rush of life, we never get a chance to, you know, to be close again, to talk to each other, to actually have a conversation, to exercise. You know, when we were growing up, we used to play, we used to do ngano, we used to do jirawe, you know, almost every night, and that was the way our parents were teaching us Shona. Can we revive all of those old things around storytelling, and that maybe we have been kept out of work so that we can build stronger relationships and stronger bonds with our family members, our loved ones, our siblings, and also think out of the box around how we can survive in this situation. So I have hope in all of the young people that are listening today, in all of these people that are listening to this broadcast today, to say the world has not gone dark. We have a pandemic, and we should not allow it to color everything that is around us, but we should start looking at ways of surviving even when the pandemic is present.
Oh, Auntie Bongai, you just, I'm sure, have, you know, touched so many people right now with what you said, because certainly I felt some of those words, they really got to me right there. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. And my last question to you, Auntie Bongai, before we end this conversation today, is there anything else you can advise us to do differently in this environment?
Okay. Some of the things I think we have spoken about, firstly, another thing maybe that we can add to our lives is, you know, let's add a routine to our lives. You know, we used to have routines that we used to follow every day. You wake up, you have to catch the bus, you have to be somewhere by 7:30 or 8 o'clock and all of those kind of things. And, you know, one of the things about being at home is that you are left to your own devices. And without a sense of structure, sometimes it can make us feel like we have no control and things are, you know, are escaping us a lot more. So if you've got a basic routine, something that you wake up and do, whether that's around exercise, cleaning the house, are finding activities that you are doing, that you are planning your day so that you feel more secure or content or contained by that routine, that would also help. Finding things to do as a family, recreational activities that you can do as a family, that's also good. Talking to other people, it might not be face-to-face conversations, but isolation or lockdown does not mean isolation. It means separation, and that we cannot meet, but we can still meet. So let's use our social medias responsibly, reaching out to people that are around us. Also, let's unplug from all of the doom and the gloom. Yes, we might want to follow the statistics, but let it not be the only thing that we do. You know, sometimes we can move from news channel to news channel. We can go on social media, and all we are doing is looking at COVID-19 reports. And sometimes when we do that, it heightens our anxiety and fear. True. But if we are able to watch other things, you know, let's watch things that are relaxing, that are fun. Let's find movies. Let's watch comedies. Let's laugh. You know, let's pray. That again has been seen, you know, because a lot of us have got, you know, spirituality brings hope. So when we pray to a God or to a higher power, whether it's Buddha or Allah or whatever you believe in, you know, or whoever you believe in, what will happen is that will reignite hope in us. And so those are some of those things that we can do whilst we're at home as we wait for a vaccine, as we wait for this, season of life to sort of pass. All of these things can help us to keep and maintain good mental health.
Wow, thank you so much. I've learned so much this evening. Now, you know, as you know, the Zandira Radio Show is a platform for young people and the rest of the community. So that's why we are always encouraging you that at this time, Saturday evening, make this a tradition with the entire family, the entire household, to just, you know, sit around somewhere around, you know, whether it's the laptop, whether it's the radio, and listen in and also participate, and feel free to, you know, have a conversation even after we are done, so that you find out what everybody else is thinking. That is how we all learn, and of course we strengthen each other at this time. And of course this show is how we learn more about HIV related health information. So I'm always looking forward to the next show, and of course I look forward to hang out with you again for another live streamed informative session of the Zandira Radio Show. And if you have any questions, feel free to SMS the word Zandiri to 33500. That's 33500 for assistance. Or you can visit www.africade/Zandiri. I beg your pardon, that's /randiri.org to learn more about the work being done by CATS and AfriCAID with the communities they serve. Auntie Bongai, thank you so much. Auntie Bongai.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I could hear the baby in the background, so I know something happened there. Well, you know, that's what it's all about when it comes to working remotely. We have to find a way of juggling everything, family and work. Thank you very much, Auntie Bongai.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure was ours. And Lois. Yeah.
Yes.
Yet another, you know, informative show. I've learned so much today. Like, you know, I think I'm ready to take on this week with new energy.
Yeah, me too. And I have just learned that for me and you that's listening to us today, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So let's not lose hope.
And you know, there's so many things that we can do. You know, so many things can try to pull us down. And you know, to that young man said, everything looks dark. Have something, you know, that you do that brings joy to your heart, that fills you up with joy, that puts a smile on your face. Whether it's music, whether it's that song that you listen to first thing in the morning, and you do a little funny, silly dance, go ahead and do that. And maybe it's a book that you love reading. Keep it close to you. Maybe it's painting, it's drawing, maybe it's a comedy that you love watching. Watch it and laugh away. Laugh, go crazy, you know, with family, all by yourself, and just lift your spirits that way. Because certainly one day we'll be laughing about this, and we'll be talking about, you know, all this, this entire lockdown. But this is also a time for us to do better by ourselves. Time to look at ourselves and see the things that you want to change about yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. And likewise, keeping safe all the time. Keeping safe all the time. Staying home is very important. And utilizing every information that we got today, innovative ways that you have just shared, Auntie Peshi, again, on what we can do to the Kumba. You know, like for me, I love trying new recipes, doing my small garden. I actually started a small garden during this long.
I'm envious. I'm so proud of you right now.
it's quite interesting what we can do, you know, during this time, during our lockdown. We can be innovative, trying new things that we haven't done before. You could see what is interesting. It doesn't need money. Doing a small garden,
Learn to knit. Teach yourself a new language. The last thing you want is to sleep the entire of the lockdown, because you're gonna, after this lockdown is gonna be done, you're gonna be looking at your peers and the things that they have achieved. So do something this lockdown. Well, Lolo, thank you so much. But we have got to go. And of course, thank you so much for tuning in. And this is a conversation that is ongoing. You can continue this conversation as a family and, you know, continue to smile, stay safe. And of course, a big thank you to Africade and Ready Plus Movement. And we'll see you again next Saturday. My name is Patience Musa.
And my name is Lois Maturi. It's a goodbye from me, and keep safe.
Thank you indeed. This is your weekend and your week coming up. Go ahead and claim it, take it, own it, rock it.
The Zandiri Radio Show was proudly brought to you by Africade Randiri, with support from the Ministry of Health and Childcare and Ready Plus.
Hit after hit.
I'm a lover, you're going on the way that you want me for me.
Lock it on.
The farmer, the man, that is strong, but I'm gonna
need. Do me one a thing, me no move with the crowd. Move with the crowd, me no move with the crowd.
It's the world's best music.